TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Just between Halfway Tree and Spanish Town, where a young boy, not yet the cock of the walk he would soon become, was lying on the grass and taking in the sweet and sensuous scent of hibiscus that languidly lilted along the summer breeze. It was at this precise moment that he saw her. Her walk was soft and delicate with a thaumaturgical touch that only a rabbi's daughter could have. Before their eyes had even met, her luminous lips had already lured him in. Salvation winked with the promise of a bris held at pinnacle, and a congregation of sages bunny hopping and chicken dancing to Yiddish minto. Then their eyes linked, an eon blinked, Amharic vows were scried upon their hearts. Just to think, this could all be with a phrenectomy and a few words of love.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Shabop Shalom by the legendary Devendra Banhart. And my name is DJ Bruja. Welcome to a brand new edition of Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. You may notice it is quite lonely here in the studio today. My usual legendary co-host slash DJ slash wonderful friend is not here in the studio today. She is away visiting some family, which, fair enough, lucky them, but I don't get DJ D-Rod here today. So you'll get a funsy little spin-off of Viva Porú with DJ Bruja solo today. And you're probably wondering, what's up with that? What kind of music are we going to listen to? Is it going to be okay without DJ D-Rod? And the answer is always no, but we're going to give it a shot. I'm kidding. I think it's going to be a good episode nonetheless. Today's topic is going to be bubblegum chiclechi pop slash music. It's going to be a take, DJ Bruja take on bubblegum music. And of course, just to give you a few of like very useful information and facts, we are also going to go through some facts about bubblegum, because why not? I mean, since we're already in this, we might as well just jump into bubblegum entirely. So yeah, the reason why I chose bubblegum is, first of all, was Halloween on Thursday. Lots of candy, lots of rappers in the street that I've been seeing, so I was a little bit inspired by that. But also, I made a playlist of like music that reminded me of that bubblegum, very meloso, empalagoso. That means like, you know, you were having way too much sugar and you get that feeling of like, ugh, I need to stop. I need a glass of water, that kind of feeling. And when I was doing a little bit of research, of course, I came across like bubblegum pop and how it started. And it's actually pretty funny. It was pretty dominant in the 1960s and the 1970s with the Archie's hit Sugar Sugar. That is such a classic of like bubblegum pop, and it was called bubblegum pop because it was sort of directed towards like a very teenager audience. And what do teenagers do? Apparently they chew gum. So that's kind of how it all started. Today we're not going to listen to like the Archies or the Monkees or like very 1960s music, but I wanted to take you on a ride of like music that I think has the same soul, the same energy, just, you know, more contemporary, more modern, and sometimes Latin, sometimes not. So yeah, I think we should get started again. Get ready for a very chicloso, sticky, bubblegumish playlist and bubblegum fun facts, because why not? And Viva Porú wouldn't be Viva Porú without a cool lima fact, so that will be coming up soon. And yeah, I think we should definitely get started with our first segment of music. We're going to start with Interlude by Matt Maltese. We're going to then listen to No One Noticed by The Marías. Epic band. We love the Marías, so of course they had to be here. This is from their new album. And then we're going to listen to Someone to Spend Time With by Los Retros, another very incredible Chicano band that we love here at Viva Porú. So yeah, if you have any requests, if you have anything at all, make sure you DM me here on Instagram and I'd be happy to give you a shout out or send any saludos or anything of that sort. But yeah, you're listening to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
Took our trousers off, the socialists asleep. We talked and talked for hours, it was really deep. You're a kind of angel, dancing by the table,
was doing fine, then I met you. I don't need a sign, what will be, let's go start a life, somewhere in the weeds. I am usually able, but your effect is fatal. I was doing fine, then I met you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Someone to Spend Time With by Los Retros. And you just tuned in to Viva Puru, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Puru, the ointment for the soul. My name is DJ Bruja. And if you are a listener of Viva Puru, you know that we're missing a half of the hosts. We are missing DJ D-Rod on today's episode. She is away visiting family, having a great time, and she's abandoned us. No, I'm kidding. She is coming back, and we will have some more content and some more incredible music to share with you all sometime soon. But in the meantime, you get a DJ Bruja solo special. And today we have bubblegum chiclechi special here. You know, it is bubblegum music with a twist, as you know, per DJ Bruja's taste. So I hope you enjoy and you get a lot of like the cheesiness, bubblegummy sweetness of the playlist that I curated for all of y'all today. I also wanted to get some like very chill vibes here in the studio because it is fall today. The time changed, daylight savings here in so-called Vancouver. And yeah, it is about to be really dark and cold and rainy for the next few months. So what better way to get us started than with a hot cup of your preference of, you know, hot beverage. Mine would be a cafecito or a hot chocolate and some cozy vibes. You know, cozy vibes are the way to go. I think that I've only gotten used to this. I've been living here for a while, but I've only gotten used to this in the last few years that I've truly like learned to enjoy cozy and downtime. So yeah, sending you all some great vibes to relax to. And since we are on our bubblegum special, chiclechi special, I'm gonna throw out there some very random bubblegum facts, because why not? I actually had a lot of fun looking these up online. It was mostly fun, a little weird, but mostly fun. The first fact is actually questionable, to say the least. Very, very questionable. But the most expensive piece of gum ever was listed on eBay for $14,000. And this is because it was chewed on by Britney Spears. So, again, questionable, but also what? Big question mark. But there you go. Now you know. The most expensive piece of gum ever. $14,000. Another fun fact is that chewing gum does not stay in your stomach for 7 years. So when I was a kid and I would like, you know, on accident or on purpose, I don't know, would like swallow a piece of gum or bubble gum. Parents, grandparents would be like, yep, you're done. It's going to stay in your stomach for 7 years. And apparently that is not true. It's apparently a myth, because, yeah, the chewing gum would move intact through your digestive system and your body would get rid of it in just a few days. So if you are out there still thinking that you have bubble gum in your stomach, you're wrong. But also, do not swallow your bubble gum. Questionable again. And then another fact is that Iran is the country that chews the most chewing gum, and apparently it's because just like back home, packets of chewing gum tend to be given out when shoppers like do not have enough change. So you go to a store and you're like, yeah, I want this, blah blah blah, and they're like, oh, I don't have enough like coins, would you accept a packet of bubble gum instead? And I used to do that a lot. Another thing is I was probably like, you know, given the wrong change more often than not, because I, for the life of me, would not check the change that was given back to me. Also, my brain does not math as quickly, so more than likely I was given wrong change at least more than once. So there you go. I'll bring you some more bubblegum facts in just a little bit, but I think it's time to listen to some more bubblegumish music here at CITR Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma. We're going to listen to Artificial Intelligence by Cuco. You know, we love Cuco. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while live, but I'm so excited to see if he drops a tour or if he is on tour, because I would love to check him out live again. He is so cool. And his new path of music is always so, so awesome to hear. We're then going to listen to Maybe Baby by Maye, another Venezuelan-American legend. I love Maye, and this new music that she's been putting out is so good. And then we're going to listen to Is There Free Breakfast Here by Hotel Ugly. I thought Hotel Ugly was a band, but no, it's just, I mean, it is a band, but it's a duo of, I think, two siblings, if I'm not wrong. And yeah, they sound so complex, but I think they only use like a few softwares here and there, and they produce their own music, and they're actually really, really cool. I think they're really young too, and you can tell by the sounds and the music they produce, but I think they are super awesome. So here goes Cuco, and you're listening to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma.
Ask me. Maybe baby.
Maybe baby.
I keep on trying, but you just don't get it.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul here at CITR 101.9 FM. I am DJ Bruja, and you just tune in to our bubblegum chicle special bubblegum music on according to DJ Bruja, and with a twist, because it's not your typical bubblegum pop of the 60s, but it's more so chewy, very sweet, empalagante music that, I don't know, resembles bubblegum. Featuring also some bubblegum fun facts that we gave you on the first segment of the show, and we have some more to come. Again, it was very fun to do some research about bubblegum, and I was kind of curious to see, like, when did it all start? Like, what happened? So apparently the first bubblegum was invented by Frank Henry Fleer in 1906 and was called Blibber Blubber. But the original bubblegum was very sticky, broke easily. I think it was like a candy factory already, and an accountant that used to work at this Fleer factory, his name was Walter Diemer, liked to experiment with gum recipes in his spare time. And so while experimenting in 1928, Diemer stumbled across the right formulation of ingredients. So he mixed certain ingredients, including, I think it's called xylophane, that made a gum that was less sticky and more flexible. And this new gum was called Double Bubble and was sold for 1 penny per piece. So now you can find Double Bubble. Sales have surpassed $1.5 million in the first year, which is insane. I think the first bubblegum was pink, because pink was the only food coloring available in the Fleer factory. And funnily enough, pink remains the most common color of bubblegum today. There you go. To be super honest with you, I think purple is my favorite, but it's because I like purple everything. We were talking about this with my partner the other day, and he was like, I thought it was so funny that you asked what's your favorite color when we started dating, because he immediately got it, and he was like, purple. And I was like, how do you know? And he was like, oh, because everything you own is purple, and it is very true. Another bubblegum fact is that according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the largest bubble ever blown measured 23 inches in diameter, and it was done on the 24th of April of 2004 at Double Springs High School, now Winston County High School in Alabama in the States. Chad Fell blew up a bubble gum with a diameter of 23 inches, which is almost around like 51-ish centimeters. And he did not use his hands to steady or stretch the bubble, which is insane. I think I read somewhere also that another record for the most chewing gum to be chewed at once was around 250 pieces. Which is crazy. I feel like if you put already 10 in your mouth is way too much. And funnily enough, bubblegum also has some benefits. There's been studies that say that it enhances attention as well as promotes like higher work performance, I guess. Again, don't quote me on this. I could be wrong, but that's what I found online. There's also evidence that chewing gum while cutting onions may help your eyes from tearing up. I have never tried this, but I always cry so bad when I cut onions. So maybe try it out. Let me know. Let me know if it works. Apparently, chewing gum burns approximately 11 calories per hour. And there's evidence that chewing gum after a meal may help prevent heartburn, since it helps stimulate saliva production, and it helps to neutralize stomach acid. Again, very interesting. And also, some of them, I think, are very controversial and then questionable. But yeah, those were my favorite bubblegum fun facts. If you have any others, please DM me via Instagram or shoot me an email, a text, however you want to communicate. Our handle on Instagram is vivaporu@CITR. And yeah, you can find a lot more content there, including our archive of episodes. There will be a link there that will take you to CITR's website, and you can find old episodes to check out if you have some free time, if you need some more content. And you'll notice that in all of the episodes, we always come up with a cool llama fact, because again, Viva Peru is a huge fan of llamas and all all of their families, including their cousins, camelids, guanacos, vicuñas, alpacas. We love them. And we always try to bring you some new cool llama facts. And sometimes it's really hard to find because we've been doing the show for almost 5 years. And yeah, you would think that there is an infinite supply of cool llama facts. But we always manage to bring you some. So this week's is... a lot of people were wondering online, like, why are llamas called llamas? And one of the theories is that when the Spanish got to South America, the area of what is now Bolivia and in Peru and Ecuador, they would ask the indigenous peoples, ¿cómo se llama esto? Like, what is this called? Llamar is called. And yeah, the indigenous people did not understand because they wouldn't like speak Spanish. So they would just repeat the last word, llama. And then apparently that's one of the theories as to why llamas are called llamas, llamas, which I think is so, so cute because of course, like it would be something like that. And yeah, that was this week's cool llama fact. There's more coming up for sure. DJ D-Rod and myself are planning to maybe change our schedule a little bit in the next few months. So stay tuned to our Instagram, to our email, and we will be letting you know when our next episode is going to be. And hopefully you'll get us back to every 2 weeks instead of a monthly new episode. But again, if you do run out of content to watch and to listen to, I highly recommend you check out our archive at CITR's website. And also there's just so much to check out from other shows and other podcasts. And I think it's really cool that you can find it all at CITR's website. But yeah, before we leave, of course, I'm going to bring you some more songs. We're going to start with Eres Tú by Carla Morrison, because I feel like that is such a sweet song and it goes perfectly with the bubblegum theme. Then we're going to listen to Beanie by Shizile, and I feel like this song is just fall vibes with a twist of bubblegum for sure. And then we're going to finish with something that I think is very, very fitting, Bubblegum by Claro. I love this song so much. It's very acoustic, very cutesy, very demure, very mindful. So I really hope that you enjoy. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we're going to bring you some more content and stay tuned for more CITR here at 101.9 FM. It's been so lovely to chat with you and to bring you some more music. And yeah, sending you lots of besitos. Stay dry, stay warm if you are up north. And yeah, this is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Catch you next time.
Tengo una sed de acariciar. The ice cream man is coming!
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you. This time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, yeah, in Vancouver.
Club lights flashing jusqu'au sunrise. This is how you feel. I said when you split the doors right. Des fois il faut que tu poses, man. Quand tu vois c'est trop. Put your foot on the brakes, foot the skirt in a place. Ride a sweet spot till a little morning. Put your foot on the gas, left lane just to pass. But a little more, show me that you're all in.
Show me that you're all in. Bring your jeu, now I'm falling. La pose mais c'est pas le time. Foutu la for me. Foutu la for me to get away. You should find your heart a better place. But we can hide, we can go, we can stay. You know I'm weak but I still run the race. Foutu la for me to get away. I should find my heart a better place. But we can hide, we can go, we can stay. I know you're weak but you still run the race. I see you moving at the speed of NASCAR. You're beautiful when you take your your mind.
Je veux la poser mais c'est pas le temps.
Would you lie for me to get away? Should you find your heart a better place? Or we could hide, we could go, we could stay. You know I'm weak but I still run the race. Would you lie for me to get away? I should find my heart a better place. Or we could hide, we could go, we could stay. I know you're weak but you still run the race. Would you lie for me? Would you lie for me to get away? You should find your heart a better place. But we could hide, we could go, we could stay. You know I'm weak, but I still want the place. Would you lie for me to get away? You should find my heart a better place. But we could hide, we could go, we could stay. I know you're weak, but you still run the race. Together in this space, we could hide, we could go, we could wait.